This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting blackmaily on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who know what you did with that trainee mechanic from Carrigtwohill. The Stunners had an amazing day out on Pembroke Street last Saturday, wearing limited edition Gucci t-shirts with "Too Posh for Princess Street" written on the back. The only downside was gangs of frisky 20-somethings queuing for pints while we hoovered down top drawer Prosecco and shouted about the cost of our new Swedish hot tub so that Emer Crona Buckley could hear us at the next table. Anyway, there was this one guy queuing for pints that kept giving me the eye, even though he was wearing a Cork hurling jersey. I thought, no chance, mate, until I got stuck into the Negronis and thought to myself, Jesus, Jenny, look at the shoulders on him. Anyway, let's just say I got a closer look at them in the back of his friend's Nissan Micra. Unfortunately, Fifi underscore two white Range Rovers has a photo of me sashaying away with him. And isn't she threatening to publish if I don't give her our house in Crookhaven for August? Do you know anyone that could hack into her phone for me? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My ex is a devil for hacking into stuff. We call him password 123. I gave him the details and he was in like Flynn. I said, how did it go? He said, I'll be the one getting the house in Crookhaven. I said, how come? He said, I found a photo of Fifi and Gary Vaux. Hashtag the shame.
Guten Tag. I've been living in Ireland now for just over a year and have lots of nice friends in my workplace, even though it is a bit annoying when they make me wear a baseball cap and pretend to be Jürgen Klopp. I have my eye on a girl at work, Kira. She's from Kerry, where I'm told that people are very oversexed, and this is quite exciting for me. I'm a shy character, so when I invited her for a barbecue at my place this weekend, I also invited a few other people in case she thought, oh no, Jürgen will be all over me with his busy hands. The problem is every single person I invited has said, hopefully, or might see you there, or it depends, even though I promised to do my best Jürgen Klopp, freaking out at the ref because he gave offside against Mo Salah. What is wrong with Irish people that they can't give a straight yes to an invitation? Is it because they're waiting to get a better offer from somebody else? Jürgen, Belguli und Berlin.
My friend is a party expert, which is the Irish term for borderline alcoholic. I rang her there and said, do you think he needs to work on his personality? She said he needs to work on his address. No one ever says yes to Belguli.
Hello, Woolstock. Myself and Hoggy are off to Italy next week. God, it'd be great going to a country where you can compliment a gorgeous woman in public without some snowflake saying, Jesus, would you look at Piers Morgan? Anyway, I found the hotel by looking for a place that doesn't show GA matches, telling you no better way to make sure you don't bump into some knuckle-dragger from Glanton. It occurred to me, though, that we need a similar booking system for town at the weekend, where I can basically book an entire street so I don't have to be looking at catering students from Clonmel when I'm tucking into my oysters. Can you get onto City Hall there and make that happen? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
I rang City Hall there and said, have you any plans to separate the classes on the streets of Cork? The woman said, the restaurant's looking after that. I said, how? She said, with their prices. Hashtag put them up.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Balladesmond. My brother Fintin, pronounced Fintin, isn't bad looking for North Cork. And didn't he land a very posh one from the Rochestown Road inside in Cork? The word on the street is that she set her heart on landing a rugged bugman after watching Pearl Dark, where that Irish lad was mad showing off his greasy chest. Ah, no way. Didn't Fintin's relationship thicken up like Bistu in the past year? Not only did he pop the question last Christmas, didn't your one say yes after asking him to repeat it a couple of times for clarity because his accent isn't the best after palling around with lads from Bohorbuy? The big day is approaching and I'm on my nerve worrying about a frock because my future sister-in-law and her friends will be all style and I don't want them saying, what is Rosaline from Balladesmond wearing? With their fecking doctored lips. So, like, I used to love watching Queer Eye for the straight guy where the gay lads would sort out some clown called Brad who liked baseball caps. Do you think there's a service like that to show bug women how to dress swanky like a city girl? Rosaline Balladesmond.
It's a tricky one. This one passed a comment about my dress at a wedding once, so I snogged her husband on the dance floor in front of everyone. She said, that's outrageous. I said, it's my wedding. I can do what I like.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.